It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. Wildlife Camp has been a part of Johnson County Summers at Lake McBride State Park for over 25 years, run by the Recreation Services at the University of Iowa and attended by hundreds of kids, maybe thousands of kids, every summer. And now it's expanding to other parts of the state. And with me to talk about Wildlife Camp is Meredith Kasky. She's Assistant Director with Rec Services at the University of Iowa, overseeing the Wildlife Camps. Meredith, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me, Charity.
And for people who, like I said, this is kind of an institution in Johnson County. Lots and lots of kids in this area from the corridor go to Wildlife Camp. But for people who don't know what it is, what is Wildlife Camp?
Wildlife Camps is a program that combines environmental education and outdoor recreation. And we try to find that balance to bring a lot of fun to area youth in the summer and teach them a little bit about the environment along the way.
All right. So for most kids, it's a week-long experience. It's a day camp for the most part.
Correct.
There are some variations on that, a little bit of overnight staying as the kids get older. Mm-hmm. And you've developed curriculums for all different age groups.
Yeah, that's been a goal, to continue to grow and find the right recipe of what works for different ages to continue to excite them so they are lifelong lovers of nature and continue to grow with us, but maybe go on and enjoy other programs or other recreational activities with their families and friends. And it just goes on and on.
And, of course, when you say environmental education, that may not sound that exciting if you think about a 7-year-old, for example. But you take a lot of 6-year-olds, 7-year-olds, all the way up through high school. You take them out into Lake McBride State Park and some other places as well. When you take a second grader out for Wildlife Camp, give me an example of what a day might hold.
Okay. When we come together as a group, we will just talk about how we have all these different habitats here in Iowa and all these amazing animals and plants that live within those habitats. And let's go see them. Let's go learn about them. And I always say what sets us apart is if we get ready to go into the prairie and look for insects, we're not just going to say, oh, there's one, but let's look at the colors, let's look at the patterns. How many legs does it have? What's it eating? Is it a common animal for us to see right now? Is this something rare? And just start to ask lots of questions. And I talk to a lot of campers about how there's always more to learn. We always have something more to learn. I learned something new as I was waiting to talk to you today about northern goshawks, because that's the camp that I have coming up next. And I thought, oh, I need to figure out this activity for our group. And I was reading about it. And who knew that they used pine needles in their nests to act as a fungicide and insecticide? I didn't know that till 10 minutes ago. So there's always more to learn. And it's just taking time to go out and look.
So that learning, though, is balanced with some of the traditional kind of summer camp experiences that so many of us remember. So there are the songs, and there are the stories,
and the canoes.
The canoes, right? And,
yeah. So the typical day involves going out into these habitats and exploring, but then doing it via some of those typical summer recreational ways, like on a canoe or on foot hiking, and then coming back together and sharing what we found, and maybe, yes, turning it into a song so that some of that solidifies in their head to remember the different, you know, anatomy of an insect, you know, head, thorax, and you know, and just to get them excited and keep them wanting to come back for more.
Now, of course, you also have a tremendous resource with the McBride Raptor Center,
yeah,
at Lake McBride State Park. So how does that play into what you do?
So because we have the Iowa Raptor Project at McBride Nature Recreation Area, where most of the camps are based, we can take the campers in there. We name all our camps after raptors and birds of prey, because they are such a special animal that you can see so frequently here in Iowa. And we'll go into the Iowa Raptor Project and look at all the birds or certain birds, the staff and those of us that have been trained to get the birds out, we can share closer looks with the birds and talk about just their place in the natural world, conservation efforts for so many of them, and why it's important to know one from the other. That's what we try to instill, a lot of this passion for that knowledge that then campers can take with them other places. They're the experts then, and they can teach somebody else. You know, oh, this crazy lady came to school today and talked to me about kestrels. What's a kestrel? Well, it's a kind of falcon. And they've got that great empowerment that I hope that they feel when they share that with someone.
Now, both of my kids have gone to wildlife camp, and I remember the day that I picked my daughter up from wildlife camp, and I didn't know this was coming. She was covered just from head to toe in mud, and she had had the best day ever, and had been sliding down a mudslide as if she were an otter.
Yes.
Many, many times. And, you know, she was just on a high. And personally, I was thrilled. But do you think that, and I know probably not every parent has that same reaction when they pick up their muddy child, but do you think it's important for kids to get dirty? Is that part of your mission, too?
Yes, I think the mission is to make it okay if they want to get dirty. They don't have to, but that they can, and that's okay, and that the staff are so dynamic every summer, just sharing that joy of being outside and getting muddy and going on the mudslide. I remember the day that your daughter did that and thinking, oh no, what's Charity gonna think when she comes for pickup? But then so often families will get out the camera and start taking pictures and talking about why they did it. And yeah, there is that connection with otters and how they move, and so then we tried that ourselves, and it's amazing fun.
Now, my kids had been dirty a time or two before that, but there are kids who go to wildlife camp who've never played in the mud, never done things like that. Is it an adjustment for some kids to be comfortable in this kind of environment?
Definitely. And I would say I wish that I could more authentically assess that development from Monday to Friday in some of the campers that it is a first-time experience and how they get comfortable. I think it comes back to how the staff, some are extroverted and super high energy, and some are more quiet and reflective. And so by having those different people in instructional roles, different campers connect with them and their peers. And we try to just always talk about how, you know, this program and this camp, you know, whatever activity they're doing, is something that they can succeed at. We're not going to ever do, you know, some crazy activity that they're not going to be successful with. So it might take a little bit of bravery to go down that mudslide the first time, but then once they do, they can just find that freedom, that joy, and doing something that they've never done before.
Now, I don't think anyone would find it a surprise that I think this kind of experience is an essential experience for all kids, but summer camp is a luxury.
It is.
And, you know, when I look at the groups of campers, it's not particularly diverse in the summertime. This is something that you know, families that can afford it get to do. I know that with wildlife camps, you've also worked really hard to give as many kids this kind of experience as possible with School of the Wild, which is something that takes place during the school year. It's for sixth graders. All sixth graders in the Iowa City School District get to
Correct.
Be a part of it. What do you do at School of the Wild? Is it just like wildlife camp?
School of the Wild has a little bit more of the environmental education versus the recreation to help fulfill the science curriculum for the sixth graders that come out. And it's a little bit of the best of the best. In 1 week, they get to experience wetlands, woodlands, prairie. They do a whole ornithology unit with me and then get into an area that we call Land and the People. So looking at how we've used the land in different ways throughout time. And they get to move through those different areas of study over the course of the week. And it is something that's pretty unique and pretty spectacular that we have the support of the local school district to bring young people out that they find value in it. And we try to make it the best program that we can for them to come out and learn about the environment in this hands-on, fun, but meaningful, authentic way.
Now, when I moved to Iowa City, which was almost 7 years ago, somebody fortunately told me about Wildlife Camp and said, this is actually the best kept secret of Iowa City, that this is the thing you need to do with your kids. And so I'm incredibly grateful for that. And by the way, registration opens tomorrow for Wildlife Camp. But now you have an opportunity to spread this around the state. This is an exciting partnership with the Department of Natural Resources. What's going on?
This was amazing, the timing of this. 2 years ago, some people from the DNR were out looking at boat access on some of the different lakes. And we ran into them and told them what we were doing.
That means we, you and 30 kids, right?
Yeah. Yep, a bunch of campers and shared what we were doing, and they liked the sound of it. And they were looking at how they could get people to utilize state parks more here in Iowa, especially people to use the state parks in their own communities. So what can we do to draw them in? So if we bring the young people in, that's going to bring their families in. And there are some incredible state parks here in Iowa. It was so awesome to go around and visit these different places that we're going to be going into now this summer. To go to Viking Lake State Park for the first time, I never even knew that existed. And then to go
and
visit.
Where is Viking Lake?
Viking Lake is in Stanton, Iowa. So that's our furthest state park that we're going to be providing wildlife camp programs at. And it was just gorgeous. And so many neat little habitats within this one state park that right away our minds were whirling and going, oh, yeah, we could explore that pond. And, oh, we should hike over there. And then talking to them about the different animals that are specific to those areas and the kinds of birds that we might see there. Like at George Wythe State Park, we're going to be talking about salamanders and looking for them.
George Wythe State Park in Waterloo.
Yes. And we have these 6 weeks that we're going to be going into the state parks and hopefully starting to make those connections with the people in the community. It's open to anyone, but we're hoping to get the area youth there and just get them excited about these places in their own backyard that then they can keep going back to. And really, hopefully, then they're going to care enough about these places that they're going to be the ones that protect them and make sure they're always there for everyone to use.
All right, so you're going to go to Maquoketa Caves and Mines of Spain in Dubuque, and those are already places that you take wildlife campers to.
Yeah, and those were places that we felt really strongly about creating full camps at because we had been there and had that connection with the staff and those spaces. Again, two amazing spots, these bluffs in Dubuque that are just amazing vantage points, and Maquoketa Caves going into the caves in Iowa. How lucky are we to get to go in now and create a whole week-long program to work with young people and excite them about bats and reptiles and grasslands and ponds and we're going to go to Ledges State Park
in Boone County.
Yep, Spring Brook State Park and Guthrie Center.
And you mentioned George Wythe
George
and Viking
Wythe.
Lake.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the whole list.
That's the whole list. So that's the start. So this summer we picked these six with the help of the DNR. We thought these would be successful in trying these camps, and then the hope is to continue. So these camps will happen again and for longer weeks and then expand them like we did here where we found, oh, there's a need for preschool and kindergarten and first grade and junior high and high school. And so hopefully just continue to grow them like we did here.
So at these parks this summer, these six parks that you're expanding to, it's just 1 week?
Just 1 week. Mm-hmm.
And will it be staff who's been involved in wildlife camps here in
Johnson
County? That's
our hope. That's our hope, to combine staff from here and in those places. We have a lot of teachers that want to be part of these programs from these local towns around the state parks. And we're going to all come together for orientation here so that they can work with the staff that have been part of wildlife camps. So that same feel will hopefully be able to spread into these parks. But we know that they're all unique in what they have. So it's going to be this great synthesis between what we do here, but what we find when we go into these parks and actually are doing the programs that I think is going to be where the magic happens.
So what's your vision for the future? I mean, this is the first year. Are you hoping that local staff takes this over in each of these locations? What happens next?
I think that is the hope, that local staff will help continue to expand these programs, but then we will continue to help guide and create the curriculum that then maybe also will go along with some of the schools in these areas, and maybe we'll see School of the Wilds happening in these places like Dubuque and Cedar Falls, just like we have in Iowa City. So it just gets out to more and more people.
And so right now, the rec services at the University of Iowa is going to be doing all the administrative stuff for all of these camps. So if people in these local areas want to register their kids to go to George Wythe or Viking Lake, they go through you at this point.
Correct. We try to make it as easy as possible with our online registration system, and our staff are just phenomenal that do the registration, and our marketing staff. And so far it's been fairly easy to communicate with these different areas in Iowa and us. And hopefully, like I said, I'm just looking forward to getting out there and working with the young people that sign up, so that we can really see what's it like to go on a survival skills hike in Viking Lake.
And so how many kids in each of those locations are going to be able to participate? Because it used to be that it was really hard to – you had to register on the day of to get your kid into wildlife camp in Johnson County, and you've expanded a lot of services, so it's a little bit easier these days. But is this going to be a
– yeah.
Tomorrow you got to get on the stick.
Well, we will see. I don't know. We're going to kind of see, since this is the first year.
And how many kids?
40 campers in each. And we did do this a few years back up at Lakeside Lab, and we're quite successful there. So I'm hoping that we get a lot of youth out and exploring with us this summer.
A lot of kids getting dirty this summer.
I hope so.
All right. Meredith Caskey, thank you so much.
Thanks, Charity.
Meredith Caskey is Assistant Director with Rec Services at the University of Iowa. She oversees the wildlife camps in Johnson County at Lake McBride State Park. There's an extensive offering, but now they are expanding to 6 different state parks around the state: Ledges, Springbrook State Park, Viking Lake State Park, George Wythe, Maquoketa Caves, and Mines of Spain in Dubuque. You can find out more online. Just search for Wildlife Camps University of Iowa. You'll find out all about it. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbie.